Voters in Watertown have selected Joe Butler Jr. as the city's new mayor. Tuesday's vote ends Jeff Graham's 20-year tenure as mayor of Watertown. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
A small group of supporters stream into Jeff Graham's bar, the Pearl Street Pub, shortly after the polls close. They hold signs seen all over town that read, "Vote for our mayor," in red, white, and blue letters. John Holpert has lived in Watertown his whole life and says he knows Graham well.
He's a good person. I've watched him through the years, and he's doing a good job for Watertown. I see no reason not to keep him.
But as the first votes rolled in, Graham trailed behind Butler. Graham looked visibly distraught. He paced up and down the bar, stopping only to check the results on his laptop. The numbers came slowly. A friend gave Graham a solemn pat on the back. Another friend bought him a shot.
Thanks, Justin.
The bartender, Lindsay McGarger, wipes away tears. She says she can't imagine Watertown without Graham as mayor.
No, it's going to be hard for all of us because we live here with him. You know, I work 40 hours a week, and Dee's here 50 hours a week, and we're like his family because he doesn't have, you know, siblings in the area or children or a wife or, you know, so we're like family.
In the end, Butler won 62% of the vote. Graham called Butler to concede. Then he came out to thank his supporters.
Well, I feel at peace with myself. We ran a hard campaign, and, you know, I don't view it as a repudiation of work I've done. I view it as the public wanted to move in a different direction, and they ran an effective campaign, you know, both overtly and beneath the radar and so on, and did a very good job there, and they won. So that's that.
City Council candidate Todd DeMar, who publicly sparred with Graham earlier in the race, also was not elected. Instead, voters chose two new faces, Cody Horbatz and Mark Walczyk, to the City Council. Meanwhile, Butler's family and friends celebrated at his home. Butler stood by the door, smiling and shaking hands. He says he was surprised by how many voters selected him over Graham.
So that tells me that they were really ripe for change, and that my message resonated with the voters, and that they're excited about this opportunity, almost as excited as I am.
Joe Butler Jr. will be sworn in as mayor of Watertown in January. For WRVO News, I am Julia Botero in Watertown.